Okay, this is our class number three of level two of Claim It, Declare It. Today's date is July 26, 2018. So, Mary, why don't you share what your before and after was after you did the soul alignment with the transmissions of grace?
So I was feeling a little scattered and the anticipation of, oh, what are we going to do now? And also there was a little buzz because I just listened to Suzanne's audio beforehand, you know, so I've got some transference of her energy in there. And after my transmissions of grace arrived, it's like, okay, confidence and clarity and the grace here. And we were bathed in this beautiful golden light and center stage.
What does that mean?
That means, you know, you're the speaker and you are, you know, you have a message and you have center stage.
Okay. So what do you feel that message will do so that your energy and your actions, meaning how you hold yourself, what you choose to say, how will all that be impacted?
That will be impacted to have me always aware that I am the speaker. I am on stage, regardless of if I'm on a platform or talking one-to-one person to people.
So what does that mean? What does that mean to you, that you're always on stage?
That I am always delivering my message.
And that you're being looked at as someone who... Go ahead.
And I am being visible and seen.
Okay. And that people will be looking to you. Whether they know it or not, they will be looking to you for whatever wisdom you're going to bring forth.
Yes.
In other words, it's expected of you. It is expected of you.
Uh-huh.
You got that, Mary?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Is landing. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, Ms. Barb, when did you hear the section about Mary going into soul alignment? Have you done your soul alignment?
Yes, I've just done it now, sort of catching part of what she was saying about being on stage and being, you're saying people expect wisdom from her.
Yes, good. So let's hear your before and after regarding the prior to activating your soul alignment and now that you did activate your soul alignment.
Well, I was running around like a crazy woman, and I had to submit my slides for the presentation tomorrow, and I was having some technical difficulties, and I wasn't happy about that, and so I saw the clock moving.
You saw the clock moving, huh?
Yeah. And so after is feeling much better and relaxed, and I've got my tingling going.
Great.
And
great.
Yeah.
Okay, and we all can relate to the technological stuff. It's very, very challenging, and I applaud anybody who can, you know, shift their state when that kind of issue hits. So bravo, because you sound wonderful, Barb. So good for you that you made that turnaround.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, and just as an FYI, the call from last night's Q&A is now up on your archive library, just so you know, so you can listen to it and take notes.
Right.
And Mary, did you get your lesson recording, your session recording?
Yes, it showed up in the spam filter.
Okay. All right, good. All right. Now, as far as housekeeping goes, yes, you know to have brought the pendulum and the calculator from my quick phone call just now. And also, you're going to have the handouts. Did you get that email that you're going to have the handouts of what we used last time? Did everybody get that email from yesterday?
Yes.
Okay, so do you have all those handouts?
Well, I didn't see it, but I have all those handouts right here, so.
From last session?
Yes. I didn't
okay.
That email.
Okay, so what you're looking at is page 4 of Know Your Business Operations Related Numbers, so you might as well open to that.
Yep.
Everybody. And then page 1 of the Suzanne Evans excerpt handout, Tracking My Invitations and Sales Calls.
Yes.
And your pendulum handout.
Yes.
Now, I am going to repeat what I had said at the membership Q&A because I feel so strongly about this. And that is, did either of you notice that you received in your inbox a newsletter from me last night?
And, it showed up this morning.
Okay, good. Did you see it, Barb, in your inbox?
Sorry, I didn't. I'm sorry, because it was late.
Okay, that's fine, but please look for it. And in the subject line, it says rare client interview and new class. I really am going to encourage both of you. It's a long interview, so you might want to listen to it in bite size, but I just really think the two of you will become more confident about what you know from having worked as long as you have with me, and for you to listen to what this man has accomplished because of the very same tools you guys know. There are a couple of them that you don't know that I'll teach you at some point. However, a lot of what you already know, he has used. And the results he got were astronomical in terms of fighting very elaborate crime and corruption rings, life-threatening situations for him, his team, and an entire compound of over 100 dogs. So this is what you know is very powerful that I have taught you and that you have experienced. So I want you to listen to that interview for the purposes of you claiming on a deeper level, however your higher self is going to guide you, you're going to take the words of what I asked him and what he shared, and I just know it's going to push some part of you that may be holding back. It's going to move you past that holding back or that stuck or that stagnant or that gluey kind of position. Does that make sense, everybody?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So, again, I'm asking you to listen to this as an energetic activator for you. So it's not just, oh, that's nice. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, Sasha's really powerful. Yep, he really got it. Good for him. No, it's not on that level. It's on the level of, wow, okay, I'm going to let myself go to the next level of power. Okay, ladies?
Thank you. Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, now let's go ahead and take a look at a new technique that I'm going to teach you right now. So this is going to be a closed-eye exercise, and I'm not going to make it a very long meditation because of time. However, I will edit this part out, excuse me, and all that I'm going to ask you to do is you might, just because I'm not going through a really deep induction here, You might want to play some soothing music in the background the first few times that you practice this, so that you can get into the state faster, since I'm not going to be talking you into that state so much this time, okay? Mm-hmm. And the way that I would recommend that you do that is, you know, you'll get familiar with what you do. However, you might want to play the music, let yourself get relaxed, and then turn on the recording to listen to my words with the music in the background. Whatever's going to work for you to go into those deep places that you typically go to an activation session. Okay, ladies?
Yes.
Okay, so the intention of this meditation is for you to meet your inner business development team of spirit guides. Inner business development team of spirit guides. And you're going to meet several of them. So please give yourself permission that throughout what I'm going to do, you're going to open your eyes, take notes, close your eyes, go back in. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me see, my guides are telling me something. Just one second. Just a second. Well, my guides are wanting me at this very point to tell you of one particular experience I had in working with this man, James, and I'm asking, wait a minute, what is the relevance of this, and why now? You know, so, but they want me to. So just let's all please trust, including me, that there is a link to where we're going next with this inner business development team, all right? Are you willing to play with me on this?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. So one of the things you're going to hear in that interview was that James's rescue was under attack by a hit squad, you know, people who were hired to kill him and his dogs and his team. And the dogs, he has the pit bull dogs that are very mushy and teddy bear-like. However, when they're, you know, being a protector dog, like any dog, even a chihuahua, they get intense. And there was one night where he knew that danger, they knew that danger was starting to build in this case towards him and his team. And I was talking to him over the phone, and one of his dogs came out of a deep sleep, just absolutely alert. Oh, now I know what the relevance is. So there is a relevance here. They came out of a deep sleep, like one in particular, and then an additional two. And it was like they were horizontal, and then immediately they were vertical. And they started barking, and I heard the bark. And I knew that the bark was a sonar red alert, there's problems, Dad, kind of communication. And I said to James, can I please talk to so-and-so, you know, one of the dogs? And he handed the phone up against Samson, is the name of the dog, Samson's ear. And I said, you know, I started talking to Samson, and I said, one of the things I said to him was, show Daddy later where the problem is, what you are wanting Daddy to know about. So that was very late at night. Other things happened. That's not relevant. The next day, James and his team took the three dogs that were the most active during that episode, and he said, remember what Sasha told you. Show me. Show us. Where is the problem? And the dogs immediately, according to James and another one of his partners, the dogs immediately just headed straight for a corner of the property, and sure enough, there were footprints of people that had been there, and those people happened to be wearing military-style boots, which is only relevant because it was such a clear imprint. And then the story unfolds over, you know, this took place over 4 months, took place where they eventually had that very bit of information lead to a whole other opening in this operation. So the relevance here is the power of knowing that when you communicate with strong intention and you communicate expecting, I expected that this dog would understand me. I expected that James would be able to communicate to them in such a way that they absolutely would understand him and they would absolutely do it. There was no, I wonder if. It was, this is the way it's going to be. Is that, are you all with me so far?
Uh-huh.
And that's the way you're going to talk to your spirit team. That level of clear question, clear point that you're making, and clear request. So, clear question, clear point that you are making. So it's not, I wonder this, or maybe that. It's like, this is the what I'm after. And then the last part was whatever request you're making, a clear request. So before I move on, tell me how you both felt, please, about hearing that story about the dogs. The whole thing, you know, me talking to them, James talking to them, them going. There's definitely was something there, et cetera.
Well, it's pretty amazing. I mean, it's the stuff of movies.
Right. When you read my newsletter, that's what I said, by the way. I said, in truth, this was beyond a blockbuster Hollywood movie, really. So, yes, thank you. And what else besides that, Barb, anything else come up for you?
Well, it shows the power of your spirit guides and your communication skills with all kinds of creatures. And it's pretty amazing that they listened and remembered and then the next day did what you had told them.
Yeah.
It's really pretty amazing.
Right. And you hit it when you said communication with the spirit guides and that they were there. There was no question that they were there. The spirit guides. See what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Mary, anything else, Barb, come up that you want to share to put the energy into the mix here?
No, I'm just thankful it all worked out well.
It did. It's still in play, but it's absolutely out of a NCIS or a Criminal Minds kind of show, really. How about you, Mary? What came up for you?
It's just incredibly powerful connection, and just that beam of the points to all in alignment, and then the action on top of it.
Now, say more about what you mean by alignment.
Well, that the ability to make the intent understood beyond language, to have the undercurrent of knowing and being able to have that strength of bond.
Right.
Between animal and human.
Right. Right. That too. So the key points here, ladies, are these. Now that I know why my guides wanted me to share that story with you, and you'll hear it in the interview. The interview is like I said, 2 hours long, And this whole thing about him talking about the story about the dogs is about like the last fourth of the interview. The key here is step number one, there is a clear expectation that the spirit guides are there and that you can consciously communicate with them. Now, why I'm bringing spirit guides in when I was talking to dogs and their spirits is because this entire situation that I was working with James on had a throng of spirit team members, and that included the dogs. So for you, as you are going to go into this exercise, you are also going to be able to know that there is a spirit team. And there's no wishy-washiness about it. They are there. So that's point number one. Point number two is that there is an expectation that the communication is received by them and that you will receive from them. There's no, I wonder if, or God, what if I don't, or what if I don't understand them. Just let all those kind of dissipate as like clouds shifting in the sky, okay? Mm-hmm. Point number three is that there was a clear intention container for this whole situation. Not only was it for James and his team and the dogs to stay alive, and to find all of the parties that were criminally involved in this, that was definitely one driving intention. The other intention was like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, why me? That kind of thing, like, what role is my soul playing? And pardon my French, I hope that didn't offend anybody, but it really became that. And I know that we all come to that at times in the frustration and the resistance and the screwiness of things that can happen. And tell me, ladies, have you at any point stopped and said, like, what is going on here? Because it's just so relentless and weird. Have either of you ever felt that?
Yes, sometimes
I think
when I have
go
dreams,
ahead, Barb.
Sometimes when I have dreams, I think, well, I've already been here. You know, it's like deja vu, and you know, am I asleep or am I awake? Or
okay, what is going on here? That kind of energy, where did you see that in what you just shared? So I can follow you here.
A confusion, a questioning, lack of belief that it could, that this was reality, that this was really happening.
Okay, good. Good, thank you. And what about you, Mary? What have you ever felt that where you just kind of step back and, I mean, I know you have, but let's see what you come up with, where you step back and say, like, what in the world? And but it's not like a low-key what in the world. It's like real, like, I just don't want this. It has to change. Have you ever felt that?
Yes. Yes. Most recently.
And what was the... Yeah.
With my mother passing.
What was it about that? I don't want this. What is happening here? What?
It was just the surreal of being in that presence and knowing that I was dealing with it so differently than my sisters were.
Okay.
And
So where was the, what is this? Where was that in that scenario, that energy in that scenario?
It was the frustration that feelings like I'm physically here, but I'm not connected.
Mm-hmm. So what was the, what is this? I don't want this. What is this? What, tell me where you felt that in the scenario you're giving me.
I don't want this to be the end.
Okay. Okay. You don't want her to leave.
Yeah.
Okay. And thank you for sharing that, both of you. Well, the point here is that that is the time to bring heaven to earth, to be aware of those frustrations and that emotionally boggling, mind boggling, and maybe physically boggling, like, you know, trying to find where you parked your car in a Costco packed parking lot. You have this urge and need for something other than your conscious mind. Right? Other than your conscious mind. And that's when you call upon the other realms as well as other times, but definitely then, because you know that it has to come from a higher source. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
Mary?
Yes.
So, another point in that story is the fact that the intention to get it done, it's a decisive claim it, declare it, moment. I will not tolerate this any longer. I need this answer. I need this experience. I claim it, I declare it, and then you wait. That's the other purpose of that story. There was no question in my mind that they needed to find out why those dogs were barking. As did, and you know, of course, James agreed with me. However, when you're in your business, whether it's client enrollment or you really want to command the stage or the webinar, or you want to be in a networking event and just cut out all the extraneous experiences and narrow in on who am I supposed to talk to? Who am I supposed to connect with? What is the point of the communication that I now am about to have with this person? It's claiming it. It's gathering up the intention of this is my desired outcome, or this is the desired direction that I want to go. And I'll see where it leads. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what that experience with those dogs embodies, which is why I was to share it. It's interesting that it was that particular experience that my guides wanted me to share, but you can see how really otherworldly it was, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And the same is true with your access, so that it takes a certain determination and confidence that you have that same access as I did, as James did, and his other handlers, the other dog handlers. And that's what you are to step into. That is the crux of the title of this whole series of classes, is claim it, declare it. It's not just I claim this sale. It's I claim the energetic alignment. You use the word, Mary, the energetic alignment to bring this goal, this intention into physical form as much as possible according to divine order. It was in divine order that I was talking to James at that time. It was in divine order that the dogs did that while I was talking. See, this is what divine design is all about. All these moments that you just never could orchestrate unless you're, you know, channeling, really, right? You guys with me?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I am asking you to start practicing as an attitude, as a mindset, as a belief system, that you can do that too in your own way. Now, it takes practice, but the practice is just having the confidence that you can do it. That's what you're practicing. If you have the confidence that you are reaching a spirit who is there to help you, and if you have the confidence that you will get the message, maybe not in that moment, but at some right time, if you have that confidence, then you're home free. And even if the answer doesn't come that day, if you have the confidence that it will come to you at the right moment, that's all you need. That's what you have to practice. And when you have the self-doubt and when your head starts to trip on you, you just, again, imagine that it's a cloud that's here and then it dissipates and it's gone. So I'd like you both to tell me how you feel about your willingness to listen back to this recording and really get what I've just described so that you embody it and you practice embodying it. What is your level of willingness from 1 to 5, 5 being hell yes, 1 being, oh, no, Sasha, this is like, So let's hear who wants to go on rating your willingness to listen back to this section of the recording and really embody what I'm talking about. Who wants to go first?
I'll go.
Yes.
I'm a 4 3/4 because there's that thing in the pit of my stomach. It's just like, oh my gosh. But I also wrote down in big letters, divine design, and underneath it, synchronicity.
Right. Well, divine design. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And I know that the synchronicity is simplifying divine design, but it's so much overlapping where other less conscious would say, oh, it's just a happy coincidence.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Whereas I'm honing in on the fact that there's nothing that happens by accident.
Right. So let's talk about that final quarter.
Uh-huh.
So the way to handle that final quarter is to just keep visualizing that it is the life that you are now living out of 5. That's the only way around that sort of thing. You know, other than lots of, you know, some healing sessions and more Akashic reading clearings where the fear of having and owning your power might need to still have some healing done. However, aside from that, the way to resolve that final quarter is through repetition and intense emotion. Remember, we manifest through repetition, clarity of detail, and intense emotion. Repetition, clarity of detail, and intense emotion. You've both heard me talk to you about that way in the past over time, right, guys?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's repetition, clarity of intention and intent, or clarity of detail and intense emotion. So the way to offset the holding back is by simply creating a whole new habit of nervous system, belief, and expectation. Nervous system means to embody that kind of power. It takes a little doing sometimes. But you can do it by just imagining it. That's why in prosperity games, one of the exercises is typically imagine that you have the money. Now, also imagine how you're spending it. See yourself buying this, this, and this, or investing it there, there, and there. And that holds, that creates you as a container for being able to handle that energy once it comes into your life, the details of those experiences once they come into your life. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So that's how you handle the holding back, the resistance, is you just dive in and you do one visualization after another. And in those visualizations, at the very beginning, you're not going to know details. So you go back and you do it again, and it starts to come to you from your imagination and your intuition what it is that you really want to work out, what it is you're actually going to have as your final run, so to speak, as the visualization. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What did you get, Barb, when you rated 1 to 5?
I wanted to be a 5, but I felt more like a 4. I was struggling with my ego and logic and being realistic and whatnot. And so I see that the visualization is key, and I don't let myself visualize anything that doesn't make sense. And so I need to let go of that.
Right. And what will help you is those exercises in your pendulum dowsing template. Like on page 3, for instance, where you work with your soul and guides throughout this exercise, you can help to move, well, that's not realistic. Oh, I can't have that. And you use these clearing techniques that you've learned so that you can energetically start dissolving some of the resistance, and then using the rest of these exercises in the pendulum technique to get yourself ready for the actual visualization. Do you see that in your handout, the pendulum handout?
Yes.
Mary?
Yes.
So we're talking about page 3 and page 4 and page 5. Is where you're honing in on, okay, I just hit a little bit of a hiccup. I just hit a little bit of a pothole. Let me see what I need to clean up and then go back and do the visualization.
Okay.
All right, so that's the groundwork for now. Now you can close your eyes and we're going to start going through this. So taking some deep breaths in and just relax. And another deep breath in and relax, just letting the energy slide away. Allow the energy to just slide away. Allowing yourself to feel yourself really sinking into your body, dropping those shoulders, your neck feeling nice and relaxed. Breathing deep into your abdomen, breathing deep, so deep that you feel like your breath is actually going to the bottom of your pelvic core, where your legs enter into your hip sockets. Deep, easy breaths. And you see in front of you a magnificent pillar of light that goes up into the heavens like the Beam Me Up Scotty image from Star Trek. And you walk towards that beam, and you can feel the changes in your energy as you get closer and closer to it. And then you merge and you go right in to that beam of light. And in that beam of light, it has a catalytic purifying ability to just shed in seconds, like snap your fingers, and all the obsolete crud just falls away that have been holding your energy, creativity, and success and happiness back. Gone. Boom. And it just dissolves. You don't even have to worry about it. It goes down some grounding cord somewhere out of your reality. And now the pillar of light starts to move, and you are being slowly, gently, but precisely moving up into the higher realms of spirit and the God force, like an elevator going up. And the elevator stops, the door opens, and you enter into this magnificent room, sacred chamber, where you have probably been before, because you've done this kind of exercise in the past. And you enter into this space, and you notice that there is a hallway, and you start to walk down that hallway, and it feels good. There's music playing. It feels very safe and welcoming and exciting and very purposeful, like you're being called forward through this corridor. And you get to a clearing that could be maybe a big meadow. Maybe it's another scene that your intuition shows you. And there are lots of chairs there, like you're getting ready to meet some people, and it's you in the center and then a half circle of chairs. Maybe around five or six chairs in a semicircle. And now sit down in that chair and set an intention of what you want to happen in your business. Think of the places of how your business is currently flowing that needs support, insight, strategy, resources, time, emotion, anything that you know you need, that your business would really do well with so that it could flourish. Now, as you are contemplating that, I'd like you to open your eyes and write down what you need so that your business will flourish. That means what you need in terms of who you have to become, as well as tangibles, measurables, a virtual assistant, a new computer, whatever. You understand what I'm saying. So go ahead and do that. I'll be quiet for a few moments. And you can add to this, of course, at any time. Now, you're going to call in this elite group of spirit guides. And guides includes angels. An elite group of spirit guides that are coming together with the sole purpose that your sole purpose express in all of its majesty in your business. So I'm going to be quiet while you say a prayer within yourself asking that an elite group of business specialists and meet with you and sit in those chairs. And if you need to get more chairs, then of course they'll manifest. If you don't need as many chairs that are there, that's fine. Your prayer is asking that an elite group of high divine source energy spirit beings come together with the sole purpose and one of those members who will come forward, their job is to help you to keep adjusting your self-belief so that you can have a thriving business. And if you are not meant to have a thriving business for whatever reason, that same spirit being's job is to help you know what else to do. So I'm going to be quiet while you look at the, you can open your eyes and look at your list if you need to add anything. Otherwise, close your eyes and allow these beings to come to you. Now, as they do, and I'm sure some are already arriving, just notice how you feel as these different divine high energy beings are coming into your orbit. It's a very real energetic presence that is coming into your field of awareness energetically. Okay, I'll be quiet while they all gather. Now, of course, you can do this at your own leisure, giving yourself time to allow new beings to come forward whenever that is appropriate. Okay, now, what you're going to do is ask each being what they feel their role is in your business development operation. And you can tell them what you also would like them to do, if what you want to add is relevant to what they say their job is. So they're going to tell you, and you're also going to add if they haven't mentioned a particular role or a particular task or a particular plan that they can also be responsible for. Additionally, you are going to be adding any other beings that might not already be there that you know you need their support with, so that your business will thrive. One of your spirit guides is to help you find the right places for you to do your public speaking so that you can have the impact that you are meant to have and where you're going to make money. Okay, I'm going to be quiet while you do this. I'm going to give you almost 5 minutes, and then I'll come back. another minute. Just get yourself ready. Okay. Now, what I'd like you to do is discuss with them what you want to have happen in a short period of time. And I'm going to leave that up to you, whether it's a short period of time could be by the end of today, a short period of time could be by the end of this week, could be by the end of this month. Choose an intention that you want to have manifested. That could be an inner goal, meaning how you feel about yourself, where you're holding yourself back and you want that to stop, as well as an outer manifestation of something measurable, something tangible. So choose something. Something that you're going to be willing, because it's so important to you, to revisit every day until you either accomplish it or you're shown where to go next with it. Choose something. Okay, now, work out with each of these beings how you would like them to help you with this project, operation, mission, goal, experience, transformation, all of the above. And you're going to talk to each one. And what you're finding out from each one is, what do they know they can do? What would you like them to do? And anything else that they have as a message for you about this goal. The message could be a thought. You can either actually hear something. They may give you something, a symbol, a thing, and it is relevant to this goal that you want to manifest. So I'm going to give you another 5 minutes for you to go around your team and do that. You're working out the steps as well that need to be taken. So this is, in fact, a spiritual planning session with your business development success team. You've got another 5 minutes, so go into depth. And if you have questions or if you feel like you can't do it with them, discuss that with them. Say, look, I just can't get it together. And just let them talk to you what they can do, what you would like them to do, and any other message for you about this operation, mission, transformation, goal, intention that you want to experience. You have 3 more minutes. One more minute. Okay, and open your eyes and write down any notes that you might have, and then we'll complete the exercise. They're still there. Your team is still there. Just take some notes. Okay, now you can write more a little later. And then go ahead and close your eyes again. Now, see if any of them have a closing message for you. Just go around the room because they're going to leave in a moment. So let's see if there's anything else they want to tell you. And then say your goodbyes, and they all leave, you know, sending you love, everything good, all wonderful, exciting possibilities. And they're gone. And now you're going to come back by going in down that hallway and into the room, and you see that pillar of light elevator right there. And you go in there and come slowly but decisively back down the layers of spirit energies and dimensions. You can feel the earth plane coming up. Yes, you can. And then you come to the earth plane, the doors open. And just allow yourself to come back to the here and now with your eyes now opening. Okay. So what did you learn about yourself? That is a wide open question that I'm presenting. So just answer with everything that comes up for you. What did you learn about yourself? Who wants to go first?
Well, I will. I learned that I have made a lot of progress. I'm not where I want to be. I know that I have gained a lot of tools, and I implement a lot of tools, and I also don't make, I judge myself that I don't make, in, make the most of the tools that I have and give myself enough credit. And I hold myself back because I'm so afraid of failure.
And when those awarenesses came to you, what, if any, of them offered you some insight, solutions, messaging? And did any of them do that with you about that?
Yes, I got the message that you do implement the tools, you do deliver when you get in front of someone. It's that you are hesitant to do the steps necessary to put yourself in front of more people. I hesitate to say enough because I don't know what's enough. And I got the message that you are a lot farther along than you give yourself credit for. And you keep showing up. So give yourself credit for that.
So their focus message was giving yourself credit for what you've done so far, yes?
Yes.
And what else did they say about what you learned about yourself?
That I have wise advisors and I have wisdom within, and together we will make my big goal happen.
Mm-hmm. So did that feel real to you when they said that? Tell me how that felt to you.
Yes, it felt very real. There was a thread of anxiety, and then there was, yeah, okay. I have this calm anticipation. It's the juxtaposition of the electricity of, oh yeah, something's happening, and then the calm was just like, okay, one step at a time.
Mhm. Mhm. And so what else did you learn about yourself? Let's go a little deeper.
That I have to really work with myself to walk my talk, that I say your message matters, and I have to believe that my message matters with every fiber of my being.
Uh-huh. And was there any deepening or clarity about what your message is? Any comment they made about what your message is?
To release the judgment that I have that I don't have anything of value, and to embrace Spirit's vision for me.
And so what did you learn about yourself when you heard that? Tell me what went on inside of you when you heard that.
That I could relax, that I'm not doing it alone.
Mm. Did you really feel the relaxation, or was that more of a conceptual awareness?
No, it was an exhale.
Uh-huh. So you actually felt an exhale.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. And anything else that you learned about yourself?
No.
Okay. Excellent. Let's go to you, Barb, dear.
Mm-hmm. Well, my primary guide was reminding me that I know my stuff and that I can do it. And when I said, well, but I can't charge that amount of money, the guide said, would you do anything differently? Aren't you already delivering? And I said, yes, I wouldn't do anything differently. Maybe I'd have classier handouts. And the guide said, well, that doesn't matter. And so just kept reminding me that I can do it and that I have done it, that I have a speech coach who helps supply the words, and that I have a presence coach, or I'm not quite sure what to call it, who is looking for the right people, and that our eyes will meet at the right time.
So let's find what that is called. What did that spirit member say is his or her role? Let's find out.
A connector or a magnetizer.
Well, what is the role of that guide? Did they tell you?
Oh, well, they will. They will sort of feel out the room and find the people that I should be connecting with, and
okay,
will connect us.
Okay. Okay.
Sort of, you know, like across a crowded room kind of thing.
You very definitely. So this is a spirit guide who will bring you the people that you are to meet for whatever reason.
Yes.
Or for a specific reason. Which one is it? Is it for whatever reason, which could be a multitude? It could be for a multitude of reasons that somebody is supposed to meet with you. So was it more open-ended or was it specific? Do you understand my question?
Yes, I do. I believe it was for a specific reason to be
okay.
A client.
Okay, to bring you clients, right? Mm-hmm. Good. And you can go back into this space, this location in the spirit realms, and have other team members gather that would be responsible for other types of relationships that you are to make. Joint ventures, being on people's stages, you know, collaborating in some way, referral partners. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So what else did you learn about yourself?
Well, it was very, very relaxing. And I think I needed that.
And what else? What did you learn about yourself? What else did you learn about yourself?
That my excuses don't really hold water. That my excuses aren't valid.
You learned that about yourself in this experience? Is that what you're telling us?
Yes.
Okay. And did they give any kind of insight or messaging or gifts or anything that would help you in that particular arena of being a manufacturer of excuses and to dispel your excuses?
Just that they seem to answer each one to disprove it.
Oh, good. Excellent. So they actually would come back with a message with each of your excuses?
Yes.
Well, that's magnificent. Could you let in what they had to say? Did it go inside you, their words, their concepts? Did it go inside you where it actually took root?
Well, everything that I could come up with, they refuted. And so I guess I ran out of excuses.
Okay. And when they gave you their responses, did those responses get received by you? Like, for instance, with Mary, she actually felt a sigh. Did you have any kind of registering that their words were really, really, really reaching you?
I stopped fighting, I guess.
Yeah. Good. So it must have. It must have. Their words, their messages must have reached you because you surrendered, essentially, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had an answer for everything that I tried to put out there. They had an answer.
Uh-huh.
Refute it.
Mm-hmm.
Evidence of my ability or having done a certain thing or whatever. They'd say, well, you know, but what about this time? And but you've got this, or you know this, or... The thing that was strongest was when I said, well, I can't charge $5,000 for that. And the coach, number one coach right next to me, guide, said, well, would you really do anything differently? Would you deliver anything differently? And, you know, all I could come up with was that the handouts might be on classier paper in a nicer folder. But that the content wouldn't be different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So did you feel more like you have value to bring as a result of that exercise?
Yes, that... Yes. That my services are worth more than I allow myself to believe.
Okay, and did you really get that? Did you really own that and let that in?
Well, I couldn't come up with another argument against it.
Okay. Okay. So how do you feel about yourself in business now, Barb? And do not say better. You know?
Well, more confident, more capable.
Do you feel more motivated?
I can carry myself straighter.
Mm-hmm. So do you feel that as you meet a new day, do you have any sense of feeling better about meeting that new day?
Yes, and the test of that or evidence of that will be tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I'm doing an online online webinar.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now I'm going to quickly ask both of you, did you get a plan, a action plan? I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to do that, and maybe with some time frames. Were you able to get something to work with right away, work on right away with your spirit team?
I would say no, because I was fighting them, and so we spent most of my time refuting my resistance.
So did you get any idea of any next step?
Just that they were going to be present.
What does that mean?
And that they would be present and help me make the connections I need to make.
Okay.
I think motivated to do the follow-ups, even if it's just, you know, a couple at a time, not saying I have to set aside a whole big time period to make these appointments, but you know, a few minutes, well, make an appointment. Not that we would meet at that moment, but to go ahead and make that appointment.
Mm-hmm. Good. So did that feel like a good, relevant, mobilizing step that you got from discussing it with them?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Still, you know, still a little scary, but
it's very scary. Very scary.
Well,
I mean,
you know, what if I don't do this right, or I don't know what to say.
And what did they say to that? And what did they say to that?
That I have it. That I know my stuff. That I can do it.
And that's really where it kept coming back to.
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right, how about you, Mary, in terms of a plan?
Yeah, I got some very specific hits about, well, you break it up into small bits and write things down and fill in the gaps of, you know, those unknowns that you can do a little research and find out specifics.
So did that feel good? Was that like a really relief or exciting aha?
Yes, yes.
Okay. All righty. So how did you guys like this exercise?
Pretty powerful.
Yeah, and very relaxing, and I needed to shake myself back into it sometimes, that I was maybe fading a little too far. And then they would be there and saying, you know, well, let's talk about this, or let's do this. Or
great. And that's what they do for us, really. In just a minute, I'm going to tell you an experience I had where I desperately called on my spirit guides and what happened. But let's see if there's time. If there isn't time, I'll tell you another time. All right, so we're going to switch gears a tiny bit. And what we're going to cover between now and the next half hour is you setting up a practice for yourself using your pendulum and communicating with your spirit team so that you will create and make for yourself your most optimized, productive day, including a day off. You know, you could have an optimized, productive day of doing nothing. You know what I mean? So what I'd like you to do is, I'm going to be quiet in just a minute, but the exercise is you want to work with your spirit team and ask either your spirit team or yourself, and I'll explain the difference in just a minute, where there are yes-no answers. So you can use your pendulum. Or you could use your yes-no rows or your body kinesiology, muscle testing. But the point of this is for you to have a decision-making experience that comes from a deep truth within yourself, okay?
Okay.
So the pendulum dowsing template, you know, there are some questions there already. Obviously, you want to establish, okay, what is my intention for today, let's say. In this case, it says, what is your intention for this dowsing session? State the results you want. And then, and you can certainly also go through the whole blocks area at another time. However, right now, what you want is to create for yourself a roadmap that you use almost every day, where you're going to be asking yourself, this is my intention, so is this my the exercise that I would do to accomplish my goal? Or is this networking event going to be a productive use of my time? Do you see what I mean? And so it's like if you go to page 8 of your handout, of this pendulum handout, where there's that section, include time frame types of questions. You see that on page 8?
Mm-hmm.
Mary?
Yes.
Okay. What you're doing is you, on any given day, you're going to make a list of things that you think might be relevant for you to do that day, or things that are already committed that you need to do that day. And you want to work around what is already obligated and committed, because those you do need to do. However, there are other things that perhaps you could do in any given day, including taking a nap, or taking a salt bath to get a lot of energies out of your auric field. And what you're after is creating a soul-aligned set of actions and decisions in any given day that are as aligned with your ultimate outcome as you can possibly be. So let's try this out for a minute. I'd like you both to think of an intention that you might have for tomorrow. That, you know, obviously, Barb, you've got a great one. What about you, Mary? Can you think of a particular intention that you would like to accomplish tomorrow? It doesn't have to be business. It could be anything.
Well, I'm prepping for the workshop that I'm giving on Saturday. So my intention is to create an exciting agenda for both for myself and my participants.
Okay. So what would be your intention that you would know you accomplished by the end of the day tomorrow?
My intention would be that I am excited and energized to be facilitating the workshop.
And what else? You want to prepare, for the sake of time, I'll just give you the answer.
Yes.
And then the other is for you to prepare exercises and questions and offers to make money, more money. So another objective you have, an intention for tomorrow, is to work with your spirit team and your soul to think of what you could do to bring in more money. Okay? Does that feel doable, Mary?
Oh, yes.
Okay, great.
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to just give you 5 minutes to create maybe a 6 or 8 question roadmap that would be your foundation roadmap. You might need to tweak it on any given day. And the roadmap is going to be a series of, 4 to 6 to 8 questions that you will ask yourself using a blank line to be the place that you would write in the intention for that day, so that you know what your intention is. You establish that at the beginning of the day, and then you've got choices to make throughout the day. And you want to use this roadmap to help you make choices that are going to be worded in such a way that you know if certain actions are going to be the most likely to support you in reaching your objective for that day. Does that make sense? And then you're going to use this with your pendulum, because the questions will be yes, no. Now, on any given question, there could very easily be sub-questions that come up in the moment. And that's fine. You could either create a separate page where you write down those questions as they come up, and then you get your yes, no answer, or you could just keep it in your head and not bother writing it down. But these 6 to 8 questions are going to be like your main highway billboards, that are going to lead you to your most optimized destination. Does this make sense, guys? Okay, so I'm going to be quiet while you work on that 6 to 8 questions and work with your spirit team. Ask them, what do you think? What questions do you think I should ask myself every day? And let me know when you're ready. Just say ready. Let's go for 6 questions.
Applying for a mortgage through Citizens Bank. all of the documents with only his name. All the communications have been only with him.
Hmm.
When he calls to ask him questions about the mortgage, the person who talked to him said, "Well, do I need to explain this to your husband so that I understand it and then he can explain it to you?" But everything has been done only through him, even though they both are working full time. They both are contributing to the down payment and the mortgage and everything. Everything has been done only through him.
Blasting them out of the water.
How are we doing, ladies?
I have 7.
Okay, great. How about you, Barb?
Well, I had an interesting sub-question come up when I said, is this intention the right one for today? Yes, no. And so then if I get a no, I have to go through a whole bunch of other questions. So,
right, exactly. That's the way it works.
I'll try to work with that this is a yes. So.
Okay, good. All right, so let's go ahead with, I think you get the idea of what we're after here, right, for yourself?
Yeah.
Mary?
Yes.
So the point is, and for homework, what you're going to do is every day you set your intention. You call in your spirit team, your personal, your business development success spirit team, and you use this roadmap. And, of course, you absolutely customize it on any given day in any way that you need so that you are working with spirit and your deepest soul truth to pursue that plan for the closest you can make it to accomplishing that intention. Okay, is that a clear homework assignment?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, now let's jump over to numbers. Let's pull out your tracking my invitations and sales calls and my target numbers. So how your homework was to work with these sheets. Did you work with these sheets?
No.
And why not? Was it not clear?
I guess I didn't find that in my notes that was my homework. I was working on the hints questions and getting those gathered.
Right. So did either of you listen to the replay of our last class?
I listened to the
yes.
last portion.
You listened to a portion, and Mary, your answer was yes. Okay, so Barb, in order for you to get the most out of this course, it's going to be necessary for you to chisel out the time to listen to the entire class as soon as possible after any given class so that you get the nuances of your homework assignments and exercises and things like that. Okay, Barb?
Yes. And I think that I'm resistant to the target numbers.
I think that you very definitely are. I think that that's like a no-brainer, yes.
So I don't know how to set them. So, you know.
We're going to go over that now. Yeah.
All right.
But thank you for saying that. How about you, Mary? Did you work with the target numbers, and did you have an experience? Because I'm going to ask you if you did.
Yes, I attempted to. I wasn't very consistent with it, because it was very discouraging, the number of
yes.
calls
oh, yes.
and voicemails and
it's heartbreaking.
My goals.
Let me tell you, it is heartbreaking. When I first learned this from Suzanne, that's when I grew up. That was a grow-up moment. I think I had two grow-up moments in my life. The first one was when my then fiancé, who is now in spirit, gave me custody of Echo, and I became a mom. And I'd never been responsible for any other being's life in my life. I couldn't keep a plant alive. But my little Echo was my heartthrob, and I wanted to be her mom. And he said yes. And in that moment, something happened inside of me, and I grew up. That was my one grow-up moment. Everybody get that? You get the impact of that?
Yes.
My other grow-up moment was when Suzanne went over these numbers. She and her partner went over these numbers in this class that I took, and it was like, okay. This is it. Anyway, I'm being cute, but it's also very true what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you have to, you know, recognize that this is the life we're choosing as business owners. Okay, so now let's take a look at income and how to use this target numbers thing, because I want you to continue working with this as homework. Okay. So you've got your income goal. Now, the reason that you might have had some difficulty, Barb, with the have several different offers. And so to come up with just one monthly rate might not be possible, in which case, focus on a particular package that you really want to have be one of your basic, frequently offered options for your client, okay?
Yep.
The clients buying that, do you need to reach your monthly goal? I'm on line number 3, right?
Yep.
Now, the monthly rate could either be, and you could do a couple of these different sheets if you want to, but to keep it really simple, just so you can start training your brain to think this way, is just choose one package, and if you were to offer it in monthly installments, what that rate would be, and how many clients you would need who would pay that rate per month to reach that income goal. Does that make sense, ladies?
Yes.
Now, I typically don't do payment plans. And so when I work on this, I'm working most of the time with a lump sum package. And how many clients do I need to manifest that will be able to pay that fee, et cetera, et cetera. So you can do it any number of ways. If you want to do one sheet that is in a payment plan format, then do another sheet that's a lump sum. You know, maybe you've got a lump sum that's $1,500 a month, and it's pretty, you know, you just feel like, you know what, I'm going to start getting these lump sums of $1,500 a month. It's time for me to get my energy aligned and make this happen, okay? Mm-hmm. You got that?
Yep.
Then the next line is you subtract how many clients you already have that are paying you that, or whatever they're paying, you know, figure out how they're paying you fits into this system so you know how much money you're bringing in from them to contribute to that monthly income goal. Does that make sense?
Right.
Okay. Mary, you got that?
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's just straight math. So therefore, how many clients do you need to further book? That's the next line. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
right.
We're working with a 10% conversion rate just to get this started. So my conversion rate is 10%. And you work out what the math of that would be.
Yep.
So you know how to do that, Mary? You take the number of clients that you need to book.
Uh-huh.
Divide that by your 10% conversion rate. And that's how many number of sales conversations you need to book. You guys with me?
Yep.
Mary, you got that?
Mm. Okay.
Mary, you got it?
Yeah.
Mary?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Suzanne says, well, that's not enough because they may not all go ahead and say yes. So you have to multiply that by 3. They may not say yes to wanting to have the sales conversation with you, or they may not buy after the sales conversation. So you want to multiply that number of the number of conversations you need to book by 3. Because as she says, figure 1 out of every 3 I ask for a sales call will accept the invitation. Right? And that figure, that big whopper, oh my God figure, is the number of invitations to a sales conversation that you need to make that month. Now,
if you want one client a month, to make this easy, you've got to have, and
if you want one, yeah, go ahead.
There's got to be 10 conversations, so there means it has to be 30 invitations.
Exactly. Perfect. Did you follow that, Mary?
Thank you, Barb.
And also you
even
can
though,
Google because, go ahead. Well, anyway.
Even though that still is a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
that
huge.
That breaks down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can also Google, get a percentage calculator on Google, because I didn't know about this kind of stuff. I really didn't. I had to ask one of my classmates, how do you do this? Okay, so you know how to use this page, right?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Now, the power of doing this is that you see how you have to have invitations to sales conversations on your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Every turn you make, when you park your car, when you get out of your car, when you walk down the street, when you go into a room, when you come out of the room, everything is sales conversation, sales conversation. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Now let's take a look at the tracking my invitations and sales calls. So this is pretty self-explanatory, right? Did any of you work with this? And if so, did you like it? I liked using this thing.
Well, I don't like how it comes out.
I don't like how it comes out. True.
But does it help you feel organized? Does it help you feel like you know how to schedule your week? How to feel like this isn't just haphazard, that there's actually a way of getting your hands on the reins a little bit?
Yes. It's in black and white. This is the result of efforts.
Yeah. And it also chunks down what your efforts should be so that you're not just floundering and sputtering around, right, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So who did use this page?
I use it.
Great.
And I added Saturday because I had a couple of events on Saturday.
Great. Great. Okay. So, Barb, are you willing to work with this tracking my invitations and sales call page?
Yes. Well, as with Mary, my goal is to speak. And so trying to be invited to speak is sort of a different tracking. I mean, sort of it's backward, kind of.
No. I'm glad you're bringing this up. No. Sales conversations are sales conversations. So you're being invited to speak, yes. You can include you calling out, you know, speaking to a group of people as however many in there is an invitation. You can use those numbers to fill your invitation quota. However, the actual sales conversation doesn't matter where you got them from, whether it's a networking event or a public speaking event, right? You with me?
Right, right.
So on your webinar, I mean, you could, if you want to, use the number of people that you are speaking to as being an invitation to that many people. Not when you're sending out emails, but at least with the webinar, because there's a little more human contact. You know, we'll let that go for this exercise so you guys can get some volume going of numbers of, you know, putting the word out. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So are you going to use this, these two pages, ladies?
Yes.
Thank you. Barb?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm going to ask you. Next time we meet, I'm going to ask you. Got to get ready.
Yep.
Now, the last thing that I want to talk about, and then we'll call it quits, is a concept, is a term, is a paradigm that's called proof of concept, or POC. And what this is when you're able to sell a particular offer or a type of offer consistently each month. And in Suzanne, she likes to use 8. This means at least 8 paid sales of this particular offer. And so what this is it's getting proof of a concept. And the reason the concept of it validates your business or your idea or your product. It shows that people are, in fact, hungry. They want to buy what you've got. They're willing to pay for what you've got. They want it enough that they actually will pay you for your offer.
Yep.
And so what I would like you both to start thinking about is what you want to focus on to sell per month or this next month. That's going to be your way of exploring, is this going to be something that my people really want? Now, you might find that if you've got a cluster of skills that maybe a couple of packages have a particular product that you offer consistently and they want that, like with you, Mary, it's blogging, or with you, Barb, it's reviewing their copyright situation so that they're not violating law, right?
Right, right.
So I want you to start thinking along the lines of what would be the proof of me selling a particular product or a particular package, so you can start zeroing in on what they want. One of my proof of concept is people want my intuitive psychic readings. That's a very strong part of my attraction to people. Mm-hmm. So you see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, ladies, so your homework, just to make sure you get it, is you're going to start a daily practice of setting your intention, calling in your spirit team, working with this roadmap with your pendulum. Does anybody have any questions about that?
No.
No.
The other thing you're going to do is work with these target number pages. And the last is for you to explore your proof of concept, meaning a product, a service, a particular package that seems to really be what people are consistently saying yes to. Or, if not a full package, then a component of one of your packages that they are consistently wanting. So is that clear? Okay.
Yes.
All right, so let's conclude with what did you love about today's class?
I loved meeting my business advisors, my
yes.
board of directors.
Right. Uh-huh. What else did you love about today's class? That's great.
The idea of the proof of concept. I like just that the tangible of that evidence that
good.
I'm offering something of value.
That they're looking for, that they're paying for. Right?
Uh-huh.
Right.
And
okay.
they're paying for it.
Right. Okay, Barb, what about you, dear? What did you love about today's class?
I loved the idea of the pendulum roadmap.
Yeah.
And meeting my spirit team. And I like, Mary, you're calling it a board of directors. My question from that is, do I work for the board of directors or do they work for me?
They work for you.
All right. So I am the CEO.
They are there for you. You may be chosen. You may have contracted to agree to be participating in certain contributions to a group of souls, your clients, your customers, but this is them helping you achieve your intentions.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Good question. Anything else that you loved about today, Miss Barb?
Um, the proof of concept concept. And
okay.
It's a form of market research, in a way. It's enough.
Totally. Absolutely. It's market research, and it's also planning what you need to do to reach your numbers. Okay, so ladies, let's conclude with that. And what I'd like you both to do is work out with each other when you two can come up with another two-hour block for our next class, okay? And just let me know.
Okay.
Now, are you both clear about your homework? I want everybody to do their homework.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, there's one delinquent in the group. Yes.
So, does anybody have any questions, or are you good to go?
Good to go.
Good to go.
Okay. Then I'm going to say I love you and goodbye. And Mary, can you wait on the line for just 1 second? Just 1 second.
Okay.
Good. All right, ladies, go forth, do your numbers, prove you've got a concept that people want, and have a blast with your beloved spirit guides.
Thank you, and you as well.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll talk to you
soon.
Bye-bye,
everybody.
Yep.